The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I have a question. Yeah. Obviously, your birthday is in late November.
It is,
so
yes.
You're early November.
Early November here. Yep.
Kelly doesn't... September?
I don't have a
she
birthday.
She has no birthday.
It just never sticks.
September 23rd, yes.
Okay, so,
the lab kept tabs on that.
Now, there is a push online. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means like three people on TikTok or a bunch of people who think it's true. But
doesn't matter.
My sister's birthday is December 26th. And I know some people, December 11th. Mm-hmm. You kind of get hosed because you have your birthday in the shadow of Christmas. Did you feel like that when you were a kid, Hot Wings?
A little bit. Mine was close enough. Mine was more. I got kind of lumped in with Thanksgiving.
Oh, so here's a turkey and your birthday.
It was like, hey, while we're all here, let's have. We'll just toss a cake at you, and then here's $10, you know, or whatever. It was
that does
like,
kind of suck because you can't invite your friends over to Thanksgiving. So that's why you never had a party,
right? So it was like we just hosted all these people, not for your birthday, but it was a lot of work.
Here's a sock filled with stuffing, Steve.
My mom's birthday is December 23rd, and for years she said that she says that exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Like her birthday always gets kind of buried. We learned at a very early age, whatever you do, you do not combine a gift. You don't say to her, this is your birthday / Christmas gift.
Yeah,
you make sure that
those.
The birthday card you get has no red and no green on it, and it is as far away from Christmas as possible.
Well, this article says December babies, and Hot Wings will count you in that. Joe, you're fine. Early November.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. Totally different thing. If anything, I would get lumped in with Halloween.
Oh, is there anything worse?
No.
This article says December babies have it rough. When your birthday is anywhere in the ballpark of Christmas, parents and other extended family members just combine it with the holidays. And Steve, you said your mother hated that. Mm-hmm. Steven!
I would think an old Italian woman, I mean a young Italian lady as your mom is, would love to celebrate Christmas twice. That's twice the amounts of saints to think about.
Yeah.
Like bury in the garden.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
something.
Isn't that wouldn't that be amazing?
Well, Kayla's always reading these mommy blogs. She's big into that, and she told me she found
she is
this
a
one.
Mommy blogger.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah, and it went viral because this woman suggested that all kids with December birthdays should get to celebrate them in June. So if your birthday is December 25th, you would have a birthday party June 25th. Rachel, why are you vehemently shaking your head? Do you hate kids with December birthdays?
I have a December birthday, and
boo!
I think that's stupid.
Boo! Get out.
you get to pick whatever your birthday is.
It's nonsense.
I don't want to celebrate my birthday in June.
What day is your birthday?
December 3rd.
Okay.
You can't just pick a random day and call it a birthday. You're not Jesus.
You know, everyone has their...
Is that how that worked?
Oh, yeah. Everybody has their birthday burdens, you know. I mean, if it's in December, you might be a little close to the holidays. But summer birthdays have their burden, too, because all my friends who had summer birthdays were bummed because they didn't get to take cupcakes in.
Yes, that is a drag.
During
also,
school.
As a kid with a June birthday, who never went to a store without nagging my parents to try to get something. Can I get a Hot Wheels car? Can I get a Hot Wheels car? Yeah. Here's what happens beginning in early February. Mm-hmm. Well, your birthday's coming up. Let's wait. All right. Well, it's 5 months away.
Yes.
Then at the end of June, well, Christmas will be on the way. Maybe you should put that on your list.
What?
It was 10 and a half months of, well, this is coming up.
Yeah.
It's a great scam. I use it all the time on the kids.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
I was born on the first day of fall. It's terrible.
Why?
Because everybody just wants to celebrate fall and pumpkin spice lattes.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that burden. Like, you would always feel like you came in second to...
Respectfully,
spiced lattes.
I always come in second.
Respectfully speaking, that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
We would go to Chuck E. Cheese, and all my friends were just live, laugh, love fall signs.
Yeah.
And pine cones.
Live, laugh, pumpkin loaf. Ugh,
everybody's
so
just
annoying.
Wearing orange.
Well, the sun might be setting on summer, but HelloFresh is ready to help you savor every last bite of the season with farm-fresh ingredients and chef-crafted recipes delivered right to your door. Did you know that their ingredients travel from farm to your doorstep and my doorstep in less than 7 days? That's why the meals always taste deliciously fresh.
And HelloFresh has you covered with over 55 items to choose from every week. They've got family-friendly, fit and wholesome. They've got veggie. They've got tasty choices that please even the pickiest eaters. And you can even swap sides and proteins in and out to truly customize your meals. Fall is right around the corner where we ignore Kelly. And HelloFresh is ready with flexible options that work with your busy schedule.
You can skip that trip to the grocery store and get meal staples, snacks, and more from HelloFresh Market because saving time is what everybody's all about, right? Sign up today for 16 free meals across 7 boxes plus 3 free gifts with code FREEBEER16 at HelloFresh.com/FREEBEER16. That's right, FREEBEER16 at HelloFresh.com/FREEBEER16.
Imagine finding out that your laws against speeding make people speed more, or your laws against tax evasion make people evade taxes more.
Yeah.
Well, that's what one industry found out when they wanted people to stop stealing something. We'll get to that story next.
Do bad things.
It is. It is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.